Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
But right now, wanted to talk Jaden Daniels. We found out today that Cliff Kingsbury at the podium suggested that, you know, he acknowledged that Daniels has not played at the level maybe that was expected with his answer, which was he doesn't think he's had enough time with his teammates. I want to go through some of what Cliff said in a few minutes. But I think the acknowledgement, without saying it, of Kingsbury today kind of gives more credence to this doesn't look right. We're all watching it. We're all seeing it. I think we all are acknowledging this is not the same thing. There's a lot of reasons as to why that might be. But, Danny, here's my question. Every discussion about Jaden Daniels starts with this prerequisite of, well, he's not healthy. He's not playing well, but it's because ... So I want to take that out of the equation and just drill down on the performance part of it. If he is completely healthy next year, are you confident that he reverts back toward last year's form? Can he get back to a level where he's one of the 5 to 7 best quarterbacks in the league? Coming into the year, it was just this foregone conclusion. Everybody had just kind of put it in pen. He's Mahomes, Burrow, Allen, and Jackson. You know, he's one of those guys. He's in the big four. The Mount Rushmore's become the top five. Are we still there with him if he's healthy? That is the question. We'll open up the phones at 800-636-1067.
It's not as automatic as it was for me. As the card-carrying, you know, first in line of the Jaden Daniels fan club. I wanted them drafted. I wanted him here. I still love the kid. I still really believe that this is our best shot at having one of those guys that puts us in the cool kids club forever. But I think there's been too much. Let me back up and say it in a different way. I don't think we're counting enough how figured out all of this is with the offense, with him, etc. That's the thing I'm worried about. And really, the thing I'm worried about most, of course, is the injuries. We've gone through that a million times over, and I think that's what's going to stunt his growth more than anything else.
Which is why, for this conversation,
right,
we're just throwing
aside.
It to the side.
I think we're not counting enough how teams are sitting on stuff. Teams have figured out answers. Like when we have to do the official comes up and goes, I'm the letter T. Teams have sort of figured out a strategy to prevent you from doing hurry up. And there hadn't been much counters to that. When we go 2 months at a time without being able to run the ball or however long, teams have figured out some stuff. When we can't go down the field, teams have figured out some stuff. I feel like there should be a little bit more panic here as we're looking at some of the other factors that have played way more into their demise and the fact that they've lost 8 straight and have been terrible and uncompetitive in 5 of those games while they've done it.
Some of which you're saying is Daniels himself.
I think a part of that is Daniels. I think part of that's what's going on around him. I think part of that is, you know, just sort of bad luck that Kingsbury has strengths. This is not one of them, I don't think, is the counterpunch to the counterpunch. The next thing, I think he's a little bit slow to react. And we saw that last year where they lost for a month and then it was like, oh, I can put Terry in motion. And you saw finally some changing. I think he's slow to react. I think that's a factor. So I'm no longer as ironclad confident as I was.
So do I hear you saying you're not as convinced he'll be top 7 to 10 in the league next year because of your lack of confidence in the offense and Kliff? Like, it sounds like that even your referendum on your answer being no is not on Daniels, essentially.
He bears a part of it too. But I think we've seen the stunted growth this year. We've got explanations as to why. That doesn't just magically fix itself. Again, my biggest reason, not part of this discussion, is the injuries, the off again, on again, the rehab, all this other stuff that's not just him playing football, being on in training camp and preseason games and joint practices and all the things that you need, the time on task, time on the grass that we always talk about. That's the reason. But the secondary factor is kind of the surroundings, I think, and what's going on. And he bears some responsibility to that as well.
So I worry about him getting back to last year's form for sure. I am not fearful that he isn't a second contract guy. I think that's an important clarification.
Mm-hmm.
What happened last year was Daniels played at an MVP level. And it just happened to come at a season, at a time in which there were a bunch of guys around the league that played at an MVP level. If he had that year last year, he'd be getting talked about in the same way Stafford and May are, I think, right now, honestly, or close to it. Maybe he'd be third in the odds, but it wouldn't be by that much. Like, May's having this year on a season in which the timing is perfect because there's one guy other than you that's having this amazing quarterback season for a first-place team. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
Last year, you had all the usual suspects. Lamar Jackson was doing Lamar things. Josh Allen had his best year he's had. Patrick Mahomes was right in the conversation. Jared Goff was putting up crazy numbers for a great Detroit one seed. Like, it was all happening, and so even though he had this amazing season, he was 7th or 8th at the position among people thinking MVP. And I only bring that up to say, I think we undervalue a little bit of how amazing last year was, because he wasn't eventually, you know, in the discussion at the end, but he probably should have been. That year wins you the MVP award sometimes, and it definitely gets you in the top three almost every year. It just didn't last year. So I don't know that that's realistic. I think there was some element of surprising people, maybe not to the extent of 2012 with the read option offense that Alt had run in college, that Kyle Shanahan had adapted and created for the NFL, that took the league by storm thereafter with Kaepernick and Wilson and others. But I do think there was this element of nobody really saw it coming and they were surprised, and now the adjustment has been made and the ceiling has been lowered some. I'm not worried about the floor with him, really, though. Assuming health. I do think the only thing that keeps him from being a serviceable or better, and I actually think it'll be pretty good, starting quarterback, is health. This is always how I felt, frankly, going into the draft. Yeah. I liked Jaden Daniels as a prospect.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I worried about the injuries. I worried about how often he left clean pockets, some of those things. And I guess where my concerns are coming now is some of that stuff is not improving in year two. And in fact, he's falling back on some of the old collegiate habits even more than he did last year, because when it was closer to 72 and sunny, we saw he's able to get coached up and do some of those things. Now, when you're pressing a little bit, it's just natural. It's muscle memory. You go back to what you know, what you're comfortable doing. So if the question is as simple as on a binary, is your confidence in him the same if he's healthy? My answer is no. I also think it'd be hard to say yes. But I wonder. We'll open up the phones on this. 800-636-1067. We hear from people every day who think this is just about the health. That might be true. Or that this is a cliff issue or an offensive issue. And my guess is they probably think the same way they did before week one, that this is a top five quarterback and they have no concerns. We've just seen him be so good. It's too soon to give up hope on the possibility that it's there. But that's why I want to clarify. I'm not concerned like this is not a guy you give a second contract to or that isn't a starter.
That's a good distinction.
This is not Robert Griffin where like he goes to Cleveland and 2 years from now he's backing up in Baltimore. Jaden Daniels will be a starter for the next 12 years in the NFL. My question is, what are we talking about? How great? The start of this season? MVP candidate, one of the best in the NFL.
Yeah, Warren Sharp's got him in his God tier.
We found Mahomes. That's what everybody was saying. Mm-hmm. Washington's Mahomes. Do we still feel that way? That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah, I still feel...
Mahomes never had a season like this, by the way.
Right. I still feel as confident... Well, let me rephrase. I still, if I had to bet that we have the dude. Not just a dude, but the dude.
Like, what
I
does bet that we, mean? Help me with that.
Like, this is a you win because of. We have a player that, when he's healthy... That's a big if. Look at Cincinnati. When Burrow's available, they're good. When he's not, they're bad. When you have a player that I think he's going to be this good, that you're going to win because of him. And the cast will change and coaches will change and you're one of the cool kids now. That's what I bet on still. I'm less confident in that than I was.
Why didn't they this year? You're saying because of the health.
That's a big part of it.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, but again, I think there's a million factors. I think the roster's worse than it was last year, and last year was bad, and they got away with a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
The health happened, and, you know, word salad cliches at coach that when you need some adjustments, they aren't there. I think Kingsbury is slow to adjust. And again, these aren't just indictments of these guys, but it's just you combine all the factors in the perfect storm, that's how you get this level of ineptitude.
Do you have him in that tier of the elites?
At the moment, no.
No, I don't mean this second. I mean, are you still confident he can be that? Because I'm trying to say is, like, Lamar, right now, it's funny, is having probably the worst stretch we've seen from him.
Yeah, he's having a terrible
season. But he has not had a season like this. Joe Burrow has not had a season like this. People will say, well, the Bengals don't make the playoffs. It's not really what we're talking about. Last year, they didn't make the playoffs. He went for 4,900 yards and 45 touchdowns. Like, he was an MVP candidate on an elite offense. Their offenses haven't looked like this. You know, Allen, Mahomes, those guys don't have years like this. So that's where I'm going, okay, well, it's not that. So we can put that to bed as far as I'm concerned for right now. If he has a year... Next year, like the first one, we can open the conversation back up. But there's a big gap still that's perfectly reasonable, which is, I think, where you're landing, which is like, he's a really good quarterback. He could be in that 7 through 12 range in the NFL.
Yeah, so I'm going to try to quantify it. If I had to bet, do we have a superstar, I would still bet yes. You asked me last year, I would have bet everything I have. Now I'm going to hedge a little bit. I'll bet a little bit less. I'm nowhere near as confident as I was.
Okay, so you're still betting you got a superstar.
Yeah, mostly, again, because of injury. But the second part is, you know, everything else. It's impossible to watch game in, game out. And you can excuse a lot of it or explain a lot of it away, but it's impossible to watch and go, you know, the arrow is trending in the right direction for him. And again, there's a million factors, and not all of them are on him. Some of them are.
If I'm going to define superstar as like a top five guy with the big four, so he's the best of everybody else, and he's in that conversation. And for me, I was open to that possibility at the end of the year. I never would have bet on it, but at the end of the year, I thought, holy shnikes, they might have done it. Maybe, just maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I didn't see it coming. This is it. I would not bet on that. I would bet on really good starter, though, still. I would bet on, I mean, he's obviously a top half the league starter. I think even this year where it's like been bad, so to speak, at times, he's still, if you look at all the numbers, probably in the top 20 in the league in almost everything. You know, I don't mean counting stats, but like the important metrics.
Yeah.
So I would say what I really care about, honestly, is franchise quarterback or not. That's really all that matters. Do you give him another contract or not?
Yeah.
And I still feel good about that. That's really what matters.
Yeah, your big group of four, I would say, remains fairly static, although there's some undulation in there. And then at one point it was, oh, it's got to be Jalen Hurts. It's not now. Well, it's got to be Dak Prescott. It's not now. It's got to be Darnold. It's not now. Or maybe it is, actually, but this year. But you know what I mean? That group undulates a lot. There's a lot more fluctuation.
Sure.
But you still go, who's the quarterback of the Packers? It's Jordan Love. They have a franchise guy.
But none of those guys are superstars. And that's what I'm saying.
Fair enough.
Superstars are, there's four of them. And everyone said Jaden was the next one. And the question is, do you still feel that way?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.